Night Vision, for Paul. He chose the darkest part for us between the campsite and communal fire, said this was just the place to teach us night vision, which he'd perfected as a reservist in the jungles of Florida, a simulated drop behind enemy lines in Nam where survival depended on following the footfalls of shy nocturnal beasts, or picking out the metal catch of a mine in the shuddering moonlight, which, in these New England woods, he translated into spreading roots, splayed tendons of hands across the paths. The sniper's mark was a spinner's web at temple level. Our task was to set our sight on the sightless part, then wait for the pupil's dilation, trusting the way to reveal itself out of the barked periphery. For some time we stumbled, horses riding into blinders. The path we pretended to see with only his voice, which we followed through red oaks, scuffing our boots on swayback stones. When it happened, it was exactly like looking through a stereogram, the snow-white static of this perceived world falling away, the trails of badger and deer, litter drag of porcupines, the retreat made implicit to the unlearned eye. Years later, I'm at the sudden funeral of his wife. He wears his grief like a new shirt, self-consciously, and I suppose there isn't any other way. I'm one of the scrupulous mourners who wait for him to cross the mortuary lot. That is when I notice his slant-faced approach. He is not looking for the way, trying night vision in broad day. I watch him watch the static fall away.